Welcome to the St. Ninians Community Church Lent Podcast. Thank you for listening. It's Graham here. Well, as we start a new week of our Lent podcasts, we are continuing in the theme of taste and see, as we look together at some of the passages in the Bible that centre around food to see what we can learn from them as we reflect on them together. Today's passage tells a well-known story, that of Jesus feeding the 5,000, and we can find that in Matthew chapter 14 as we read from verse 13. This is what it says there. As soon as Jesus heard the news about the death of John the Baptist, he left in a boat to a remote area to be alone. But the crowds heard where he was headed and followed on foot from many towns. Jesus saw the huge crowd as he stepped from the boat, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. That evening the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "That isn't necessary. You feed them." "But we have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them here," Jesus said. Then he told the crowd to sit down in the grass. Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looked up toward heaven, and blessed them. Then, breaking the loaves into pieces, he gave the bread to the disciples, who distributed it to the people. They all ate as much as they wanted, and afterward the disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftovers. About 5,000 men were fed that day, in addition to all the women and children. You have to feel sorry for Jesus sometimes, because the crowds just saw him as somebody who could work miracles and bring change to their lives, and never recognised that he was a real person with real struggles and needs, just like everyone else in the fullness of his humanity. Here, this story starts with Jesus hearing about the death of his cousin, John the Baptist, a brutal death, an unjust death, a tragic death. And quite rightly, he wanted to take time out to go and be alone with his thoughts and his emotions at this really sad time. But the crowd heard that he was trying to escape, as it were, and found out where he was headed and ran there and rushed there on foot, so that by the time that Jesus arrived at the solitary place to get time by himself, there was already a huge crowd. I don't know about you, but my heart would have sank and I would have been really annoyed and frustrated and felt quite within my rights to get the disciples to send the crowd away and tell them that I'd had a family bereavement and I needed time to clear my head and take time out, knowing that the crowd would surely understand. But that's not what Jesus did. It tells us instead that he saw the crowd, and instead of thinking about himself and his own needs and his own situation, it says that he was moved with great compassion upon them. The word that's used there is his gut wrenched with the pain of compassion when he saw the crowd with all their needs, with all their brokenness, with all their hunger for a touch from God, and with all their physical needs of healing. And so Jesus spent the day just going about and meeting these needs and healing the crowds. He had compassion on them. And then it became evening, and, well, were the disciples having compassion on the crowd, or were they just thinking it was time that they got some peace and quiet themselves? We don't really know, but the disciples come to Jesus and say, "It's getting late, there's nowhere local to buy food, send the crowds away so they can go and get fed and buy themselves some supper." And Jesus turned round to them and said, "You feed them, you do it." And then they complained about how little they had, just a few loaves of bread and some fish. But Jesus said, "That's enough." And so taking it, he multiplied it somehow. and there turned out to be more than enough to feed the crowd, so much so that there were 12 baskets of leftovers at the end of this miracle. What can we learn as we think about Jesus in this story? Number one, I keep coming back to this, that Jesus had real compassion on the people. Real compassion. You know, in a crowd of that size, there would be all sorts of people there. There'd be the godly and there'd be the irreligious. There'd be the mockers and there would be the faithful followers. There would be the good people and there'd be a whole bunch of real scoundrels, no doubt, whose lives were just far from how God would want them to live. There were those who had it all together and there'd be others whose life just felt chaotic and painful. There'd be those who felt loved and belonged and there'd be others who felt isolated and alone. But you know, Jesus just looks on them and he doesn't judge them. He doesn't criticize them. And even when it's pointed out to him that it's late and they're getting hungry, he doesn't even criticize their foolishness and their lack of preparation and or any of these things. He's just moved with compassion for them. And I keep coming back to this idea that when God looks at my life, sometimes, yeah, I think he's there to criticize or to point out the failings or to roll his eyes in exasperation sometimes. But this passage reminds us that Jesus is just moved with love and compassion. He doesn't come to criticize. He doesn't come to judge. He doesn't come to condemn. He comes to give his life and lay down his life. And he meets the needs of the people. Their physical needs in terms of healing, but also their real down-to-earth practical needs in terms of food in their bellies. So this Lent period, even as we take time to look at our lives and reflect on our lives and maybe address areas of our lives that we know aren't quite right, let's always do that in the recognition that God ain't judging us, but Jesus looking on us with compassion. And then there's the disciples, they're coming saying, Jesus, these people need fed. And Jesus utters those quite devastating words, I'm sure they were to them, when he says, well, you feed them. You feed them, 5,000 people. They have no resources, they've little to give. And Jesus looks at them with sincerity in his eyes. You deal with it. They're your problem. You know, not everybody in the world can be our problem. And all the situations and problems around us can't always be our problem. But I wonder if sometimes we're quick just to say a quick prayer about somebody or offer up a word of concern about people. And Jesus looks back and says, you know, I want you to be part of the answer to this prayer. I want you to take a wee bit of responsibility for this person. And to do it with the compassion of Jesus, which means we don't go in criticizing them or exasperated or finding fault or, well, here we go again, but actually going with compassion of Jesus saying, you feed them, you help them, you get alongside them. And at times like that, our response is very often similar to that of the disciples. We look at how little we have to offer. We've only got a few loaves, we've only got a few fish. And very often in life, we do what they do. We concentrate on the things we don't have. We concentrate on our negatives. We concentrate on all the things that we're lacking, where Jesus just says to us, offer what you do have. Bring what you can. Do what you can do. And Jesus doesn't criticize us for not having enough to deal with all the problems, but he just says, well, what is in your hands? What gifts do you have? What abilities do you have? What can you bring to the table? Are you willing to give it to me? Are you willing to surrender it to me? Are you willing to lay these little things down even for my service, believing and trusting that I can take a little and turn them into a lot? So, as we start a new week, Jesus looks on us, looks in the world around us, looks at our community and our neighbours. He doesn't judge or condemn or criticise. He has compassion on them. And he calls us to have compassion on them. And sometimes he calls us and says, you need to take a wee bit of responsibility here for those in need and for your neighbours round about you. And when we turn round and say, but Lord, What do I have to offer? I have so little. He simply says, are you willing to give the little you do have and surrender it to me for my glory? Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this story, which doesn't just exalt Jesus as the one who can do miracles, who can heal the sick, who can feed the starving, who can multiply foods, but it also reveals the Jesus who grieves for his cousin, who feels the sorrow and pain of loss, and yet who's even willing to lay that down and have compassion for the needs of broken humanity around about him. Lord, we want to be more like him. We want to know his love. We want to know his compassion. We want to feel that his eyes are upon us too, and that he still sees our struggles and difficulties, and to feel something of the warmth of his compassion towards us. And Lord, he wants us too to have compassion on others, to have our hearts of stones removed and replaced by hearts of flesh that feel something of what Jesus feels as he looks at those round about us. Lord, help us to be moved as well, not always to shirk responsibility, but sometimes also to recognize that Jesus wants us to be the answer to our own prayers for those round about us. What can we do? And yes, Lord, we confess that sometimes we focus on all the things that we cannot offer you, and all the things we would love to offer you, but for one reason or another, we just don't have them to give. And Lord, you remind us that you don't ask us to give what we don't have, but you call us to give what we do have. That you could use them and multiply them and make them have an effect and an influence far greater than we could ever have on our own as we surrender ourselves to you for your glory. So come, Lord Jesus. Help us to surrender up our loaves and fishes, whatever they may look like, and pray, Lord, that you would help us to glorify you as we seek to move with compassion and reach out to those around us, even today and throughout this week. In Jesus' name we pray.